Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, folks, here's the deal. I have been working on some massive stories this morning. Huge, history-changing developments. Normally I get ready for hours before the show. I have not looked at any of these articles. I am not prepared. Even though I was up at 5 a.m. and read a bunch of news then. I got like 10 pots going here on the stove, and some of them are just devastating to the New World Order. And so I'm sitting here about 30 minutes ago where I'm still taking these calls and all this stuff's developing, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I've got to get ready for the show, but I've got to finish this investigation and what's happening and dot my I's and cross my T's. And then I went, wait a minute. Dr. Peter McCullough was in studio Saturday. He's got about 1 million views on Bandai Video. And dropped just mega massive bombshells. He now agrees it's an inside job, a purposeful bioweapon attack. And that 9 out of 10 dying of COVID are dying from the shots. That's in major studies. It's an incredible hour-long interview. And I'd already said to him, we're going to put this out Saturday. As a special report, but I'm going to air it Wednesday. Because, you know, Monday, people are on vacation. Tuesday, the audience isn't as big because it's after a holiday. I want it to be the biggest part of the week, the most important to save lives and bring the globalists to justice. So I'm thinking, oh, I'll just air part of that in the first hour so that I can finish the stories I'm working on and then come in here for at least 30 minutes while this Peter McCullough interview is airing and go over all this. As you can see, all these stacks over here, I've not gone through yet. I got stacks over here. I got stacks over here. This is what it looks like in the morning when I come in here. There's stacks waiting for me to go through them. And then I go through them and it becomes this right here. I put the different subjects, different areas and different piles. So this is yesterday's news. You're kind of getting a little inside baseball here. I got to clean this off. I got to go finish this one of these big things I'm working on. For about 5 minutes. I just couldn't. I was right up to the wire. That's why I'm wearing a regular T-shirt here. You know, not the sports jacket or what anything. And I'm going to get reset and come in here and just knock it out of the park today. We've got a lot of big news to cover as well. So you definitely don't want to miss this broadcast. Jan Ervin is going to be on the show. I've been aware of his work for more than 15 years. And he saw me do a big report on human sacrifice. Now it's tied to a cult. Chemicals and how hallucinogens are what bring down civilizations when they open up these portals. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. That's going to be a huge, huge interview. And me and Jan talk on the phone, you know, a couple times a year for many years. I just never got him on the show. I don't know why. He's on in the third hour today. And this is going to be a big, important interview, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of really horrible stuff, and a lot of really good stuff as well. And so that's Newtonian physics, and it's absolutely true in the third dimension. It's a law, one of God's laws. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So as long as we realize, well, they're pounding us and attacking us, if we don't give up and let them psych us out, we just get stronger in that process, as Nietzsche said. So, that which does not kill me only makes you stronger. And for every attack we take, bigger doors open, and we're taking up levels. And I can tell you, InfoWars has gone up another level to the top in just the last 24 hours. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to go to the heart of the New World Order takeover and what's really behind it, the bottom of the rabbit hole, with a very special guest, author and researcher, Jan Irving, in the third hour today. Saturday, I taped an interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, who's the leading scientist and doctor out there exposing the whole COVID power grab and the deadly shots. He had tried to fly in Friday to be on, but storms across the country did not let him get into Austin. So he flew in Saturday morning. We taped an hour-plus interview that's at Van.Video. But I didn't want to air it Monday or Tuesday because the audience is smaller because of the holiday. I told him we would air it on Wednesday. And so I was planning to air it coming up probably in, say, the second hour. But I've had some big breaking news and some things I'm working on, some big things that are developing that are going to be huge. And so I've been dealing with those this morning and normally get prepared for the show. I didn't get prepared. So it's perfect. I got a ton of stuff I'm going to cover, a ton of stuff that I've got that I need to go over, and a lot of big breaking news. And so I'm going to air this Dr. Peter McCullough interview, or at least a large portion of it. You'll find all of it at Van.Video. We're going to repost it to the live show feed section of InfoWars.com. You can share it there. Exclusive Dr. Peter McCullough issues emergency COVID-19 warning, confirming that it's killing people by design. He's so prestigious, so respected, run major FDA trials, you know, big Fox News correspondent, and now it's all out there in the open. So we're going to air large portions of this. So it'll just kind of go out to break. It'll come back in with a liner so you know it's the Alex Jones Show, and then we'll play that for the rest of the hour. And then start your engines, because I may go ahead and break this big news next hour. I'm not sure yet. But regardless, we're going to be hitting all the huge things that have happened, and it's crazy. So here is the Dr. Peter McCullough interview. Hope you share it, everybody, because this is life-saving. The wheels have come off the New World Order. We've been vindicated. They're in deep trouble. But now we got to press the attack and the information war, and that's where you come in, and that's where victory is decided in your actions. So share the live feed, InfoWars.com/show, and Man.Video. I know you're going to take action.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I don't need to tell you, the world is in a great state of flux. Powerful forces are openly trying to establish a worldwide biomedical tyranny. We're honored to be joined by Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the most outspoken, effective individuals for medical freedom and truth. And he came to Austin specifically this Saturday to break huge, major developments on multiple fronts. But it's clear the official COVID narrative has collapsed. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. They're admitting the shots don't work and have serious side effects. There is so much to discuss. And now we know more about who's censoring and why, and it ties into Hunter Biden's laptop, the FBI admitting that they were involved censoring it. Well, we now know it's the same thing censoring doctors like Malone and McCullough and so many others. And he joins us here in studio, commercial-free, on this emergency Saturday broadcast to lay out these huge developments. Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm going to try to give you the floor to start wherever you'd like and go through this consecutively. We're going to get into the propaganda, the censorship, the wheels coming off, what's coming next, and so much more.
Well, August was a busy month for news. There's no doubt about it. Rochelle Walensky, our CDC director, came out and said the CDC made large mistakes and they needed to own these mistakes. I was called on the news. I was on Fox multiple stations. They said, well, what mistakes did they make? And it was clear that the advice from the CDC was erratic, it was inconsistent, but yet it was dictatorial. And we know this because when we got to the point of wearing masks on airplanes, it took a federal judge in Florida to basically rule that the CDC can't tell Americans to wear masks on airplanes and have that have any traction. My opinion is that the CDC should have never given any advice or guidance on contagion control. Contagion control is in the realm of doctors and others who look after patients. There was no evidence to support public masking or hand sanitizers or social distancing, none of it. And the CDC never should have given guidance advice on emergency use authorized vaccines. The CDC establishes the general childhood vaccine schedule, but they were way out of their league in both of these endeavors. And boy, what a disaster it was for America. Within just a few days of all of this, the CDC came out with its new guidance, basically catching up to what our current understanding was. Recently on a podcast, one of the podcasters went over one of my standard lectures called The Five COVID Truths and lined up the most recent CDC guidance to this, which was astonishing. Basically, the five COVID truths is that, fundamentally, with respect to testing and nasal carriage of the virus, there is no difference between a fully vaccinated and an unvaccinated individual. They're indistinguishable from one another. They carry the virus at the same viral loads. They're equally as contagious. They get the infection with kind of an equal proclivity. And so we have a situation now where there is absolutely no scientific support for any form of mandate on someone taking a vaccine or a booster.
I see these headlines out of the British Medical Journal and others that are just shocking now. Where headlines like 9 out of 10 people that die with COVID are double or triple vaxxed. And we see, as you mentioned, the CDC head saying, oh, sorry, we got it wrong. Or we see Burke saying, oh, we knew it wasn't going to work. And then we see all these other statements. It looks like they're trying to get ahead of more data they know is coming out.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Two papers in 2021, one by lead author Wheatley, had in the title immune imprinting. What this means is that the vaccines were given every 6 months, exposing the body to the same exact obsolete antigen, the Wuhan spike protein. This turned out to be an immunologic disaster. What happened was the body's immune system was trained in on a high exposure of this antigen in critical organs and tissues, and it was misdirected. So when the infection actually happened, when the frail and vulnerable, there were higher rates of hospitalization and death in the fully vaccinated. Now in Ontario, they have data, 9 out of 10 people who are dying of COVID-19 are fully vaccinated. There were basically three false claims of the vaccine program. The first false claim was the vaccine stopped the infection. If you took the vaccine, you couldn't get it. That quickly eroded thousands of breakthrough cases reported through 2021. The CDC gave up on this in May of 2021, where they basically said, we're not going to follow breakthroughs. There's too many of them. The second false claim was that the vaccines basically blocked transmission. And our Walensky had to come out in the summer of 2021 and say, listen, they don't stop transmission. People fully vaccinated, give it to one another. It was happening during weddings, cruise boats, naval ships. And then the last false claim was this, Alex. The false claim was, well, if you take the vaccine, there's a consolation prize and that you will have a milder case or you won't be hospitalized or die. And there was even ridiculous memes on the internet. One of them was a guy who gets COVID and he dies. And he said, thank goodness I had a vaccine. It could have been better.
It could have been worse.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been worse, right? So the idea is that the vaccines never reduced hospitalization and death. There never was a prospective randomized trial with hospitalization and death as a primary endpoint where that was reduced by the vaccines. The only two interventions that reduce hospitalization and death are having the illness beforehand, natural immunity, and then early treatment. So there was a series of fraudulent studies that didn't account for natural immunity and early treatment, claiming that the vaccinated had lower rates of hospitalization and death. I can tell you in my practice, if I have somebody who's fully vaccinated, they are the most fearful of COVID-19. They're the first ones to get early treatment, the first ones. And so without accounting for those variables, we had a whole series of fraudulent papers claiming that the fully vaccinated had lower rates of hospitalization and death. And then, as you point out, the data poured in from Canada, the UK, Israel, Europe, South Africa and Australia, clearly showing when they account for who's been fully vaccinated, that indeed the fully vaccinated are doing far worse with COVID-19 than those who are unvaccinated.
Wow. So you talk about, obviously, we'll talk about this later, they admit it's a PSYOP. I have them admitting it's a PSYOP. But what is it a PSYOP?
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How do you think Pfizer and Moderna and the system is going to extricate itself from this now that we see the reports that there's almost universal rejection now of the previous shots and now this new so-called booster they're rolling out with no human trials? How would you, in layman terms, when you're on Fox for, you know, 3-minute hit, how would you quantify this for people that aren't, you know, a research, you know, doctor, a medical doctor like yourself, of really how big this is? Because we're sitting back with them admitting you're 90% of those dying are triple vaxxed or whatever all over the Western world. I mean, that is just sensational and horrifying. So I mean, how would you describe this medical disaster?
This is such a complex reality. It's mind-boggling. You know, through August, the other bombshell was that the National Allergy Immunology Infectious Disease Branch director, a division director, Anthony Fauci, who ascended to much higher levels of power than his NIH position ever granted him, announced his retirement, or he's stepping down. Alex, I looked at his announcement on the NIH website. I was astonished to find in his kind of self-congratulatory departure notice, no mention of COVID-19. No mention of COVID-19. His signature program, there's no mention of it. I said this when I went on with Sebastian Gorka this week. Gorka nearly fell out of his chair. He goes, what? This guy, this was his Super Bowl of his career. There's no mention of it. And now we have the COVID-19 bivalent boosters coming in, and these really deserve explanation. This week, the U.S. FDA, with no human data, relying only on the manufacturers giving animal data, rodent data, showing an antibody rise in a mouse model of antibodies against a common segment of the BA4, BA5 spike protein, the FDA inexplicably approved this. Do you know the investigational new drug application for Pfizer was just filed on August 22nd? I mean, they had...
So there's no review. They're just greenlighting everything.
Well, this is unprecedented that they had plenty of time to do large randomized trials. We've been in the midst of this BA4, BA5 secondary wave for months now. They had plenty of time to do randomized trials. They have tons of money.
But they don't want the trials because they know the previous shots are killing people.
Well, here's the thing. The very first sets of trials now have been critically analyzed by Peter Doshi at the University of Maryland and Joseph Freeman down in Louisiana at LSU. And their conclusion in a peer-reviewed paper is even from the original trials, when we actually get all the safety data and the efficacy data, the vaccines did more harm than good in the original randomized trials. Then it plays out into the public space. We know under court order, Pfizer had to release its dossier. The judge, the lawyer for the FDA, tried to block this to Americans for 55 years. What was in that dossier is that Pfizer knew about 1,223 deaths within 90 days of release of their vaccine.
Wow.
Unprecedented. This is prima facie evidence that the FDA is involved in a safety cover-up for Pfizer. Recently, the Moderna documents...
And prima facie, for those who don't know, means on its face.
That's on its face. When the FDA says, we want to block this information... Families were calling Pfizer saying, my loved one just died with your vaccine. Pfizer was dutifully recording all these deaths. They had hired hundreds of employees to man the phones as these deaths poured in. It's astonishing that Pfizer didn't shut it down after a handful of deaths, or at least 50 deaths. I've chaired days.
I mean, they clearly knew. So let me just, as a layperson, let me ask you this. Why do they know it's killing people and not working? Are they doubling down with this super booster? Is this all just a test to see what they can get away with? This is crazy.
This is clearly a test to see what they can get away with. If the FDA is going to shield them from any public outrage, and it's interesting, Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, is going on the liberal media and, you know, advising Americans to take more of the conventional boosters and now the bivalent boosters. No one's ever asked him a question. You have 1,223 deaths within 90 days on your books. What are you doing about that? It should have been shut down.
And then they try to suppress it, showing the premeditated nature of it.
Well, it's true. And I can tell you, their breakthrough was the World Council for Health, which has put out a whole variety of cautionary warnings over the last 2 years. They came out on June 11th, Alex, and they said after a pharmacovigilance report, they looked at VAERS. They looked at the yellow card system in the UK, the UDRA system in the EU, and the WHO VigiSafe. There's over 40,000 certified deaths that's happened within a few days of taking these shots. Millions of serious safety reports. World Council for Health says, pull them off the market. They're unsafe for human use. This is very important. This is a worldwide body. They represent 70 individual organizations across the world. World Council for Health.
The prestigious, respected group says, pull it.
Pull it. And they put out a series of cautionary warnings saying, listen, if you can't get in safety together, get them off the market. Here's the important point, is that as Pfizer and Moderna and the other vaccine suppliers march this on, what's going to happen is going to be a giant finger-pointing exercise in the end. Pfizer's going to say, listen, the FDA never told us to pull it. The FDA and the CDC are running the vaccine program. FDA and CDC are going to say, listen, it's Pfizer's product. They had the response.
They set it up from the beginning where nobody can take the blame.
Right.
More evidence of premeditation.
There's no doubt about it. The bivalent boosters now, this is very important. So they have fundamentally, the vaccine sponsors, the CDC and the FDA, are saying no more legacy boosters. So remember, Pfizer was 30 micrograms initially, second shot 30 micrograms, and then every 6 months 30 micrograms. There was no change. Moderna was 100 mics, 100 mics, 100 mics. Now, of interest, the Pfizer booster is 30 micrograms. It's 15 of the original, which is obsolete, and then 15 micrograms of the BA4, BA5 new genetic code. Moderna, of interest, is the booster is not 100 micrograms like it used to be. It's a 50 microgram booster, 25 mics of original, and 25 mics of Omicron. Here's my read on this, is they are going to get less of the super toxic original Wuhan spike protein with these boosters, less.
So they're cutting the power.
Okay, but in the BA4, BA5, we don't know anything about a human experience since the human studies weren't done, but I would infer as a doctor it is going to be a less toxic spike exposure since the Omicron is a milder virus. So I think the boosters are going to, in a sense, take an edge off some of the safety tension, but so much of the damage has already been done.
Exactly. Now they're putting out a weaker vaccine because I'm not a scientist like you, but what I'm saying is, wasn't the Moderna three times stronger than the Pfizer?
Yes.
And now we have Moderna suing Pfizer, saying basically it's a copy of their shot, just weaker.
Now, that's an interesting development. Moderna suing Pfizer. Recall that Stéphane Bancel, the billionaire CEO for Moderna, previously was the CEO for bioMérieux. And bioMérieux is the French conglomerate company that Jacques Chirac negotiated with the Chinese to build the biosecurity annex in Wuhan, China. Stéphane Bancel orchestrated the construction of the biosecurity lab in Wuhan, China. And then in 2015, he changes from bioMérieux and joins a one-person company in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Moderna. Stéphane Bancel joins Moderna.
Do you see long-term planning for this virus that just accidentally shows up?
Well, you know, listen to this. So Bancel then joins Moderna. He starts working with the U.S. National Institutes of Health on the Moderna patent for the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, left time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday, September 7th broadcast.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
People overuse the term game-changing, but Dr. Peter McCullough is a leading scientist that's run major FDA trials, respected cardiologist, and out of all the great doctors and scientists speaking out against the COVID takeover fraud, he is undoubtedly the most prominent, only maybe equaled by Dr. Malone. And now he says, yes, it's an inside job. Totally staged. They're murdering people on purpose. He has a lot of courage. He's showing the truth. The exclusive interview is at man.video, but I wanted to air parts of it here today. We're going to air a little bit more of it, then I'm coming back next segment with all the huge developments as the globalists publicly bring in the Great Reset, the next phase of the lockdowns, cutting your power off. It's happening now. The Austin-Bergstrom Airport is still without power as we speak. Parts of Austin are without power. They're turning the power off in California and claiming it's climate change. We'll explain it all coming up, but here is more of the exclusive, groundbreaking, game-changing interview with Dr. Peter McCullough.
So within a few days of announcing it's an emergency under former President Trump, Moderna announces we have a vaccine. You don't come up with a vaccine in a few days. This vaccine was in the works for years. And in Peter Bragan's book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, it's a very, very important book. It has over 1,100 citations. In the back is a timeline, Alex, and the timeline has 36 pandemic planning preparedness events that Bragan chronicles. Starting from 2012, 25 of these have written documents generated, and 6 of them were filmed. So Bragan outlines the timeline in our book, COVID-19 and Courage to Face COVID-19, that I wrote with John League. We actually highlight these developments as well and put it in the context of a story. I recently went on with Steve Bannon on the War Room, and Bannon said, thank goodness that you guys wrote these books and have these citations in the timeline as evidence. And the reason why this is so important, Bannon is going to predict that what looks like a U.S. government operation, Alex, they're going to basically wipe the electronics completely. They are going to basically whitewash this. They are going to rewrite history, that the only way we're going to actually be able to record what happened is in these books, because the electronics, Twitter, Facebook, all the electronic media.
Oh, they're going back and scrubbing everything.
It's
going
to be scrubbed. So the books and the independent media and the documentaries are going to save us. Otherwise, we're not going to have a historical record.
And what you're saying is, I think, the most important part of this interview, which all of it's bombshell, all of it's admitted. You're totally vindicated. We're vindicated. It's not about tooting our horn, but it's about we were faithful. We were right. We stuck our necks out. We were correct. We need to speak to that so people understand the good guys are being censored. We're still being attacked. He's being sued. I'm being sued, which is fine because we're in the arena here. But let's speak to the vindication, how big this is. And then I know you've got a lot of points about the virus and what's coming next. And I want you to be able to lead this, Doctor. You're doing a great job. But then you mentioned to me, hey, this is a psyop. Now we know the group suppressing you is connected to the Pentagon and the FBI and others. I'm like, well, yeah, here's the Canadian news. You know, here's the BBC admitting that the military, not our average military, but people running it, are involved in psyops and quote, brainwashing and mind control is the London Telegraph headline. I want to get guys if we can. To create fear and cause the lockdowns and terrorize people into the mass psychosis formation or mass formation to go along with this, because that's what this is. And they're obviously preparing something new. So we've got to get ahead of this. Just as Governor DeSantis said last week on Fox, he said, we got to break this thing back. We've got to have a reckoning. We've got to expose people who did this or they're going to do it again. So it's so good to see that DeSantis really gets it. I wish Trump would go all the way as well. There it is. Use of fear to control behavior in COVID crisis, which totalitarian admit scientists, they used military-grade psyops run by the British Ministry of Defense to terrorize Britons and others in the UK into submission. Same headlines out of the U.S., same headlines out of Canada. So when we say this is a psyop, they admit it is.
It's true. And my co-author, John Lake, a true crime author, also believes it's a psyop. And, you know, you had Matthias Desmond on the show yesterday.
Psychology of Totalitarianism.
Yeah, Psychology of Totalitarianism. I've read the book cover to cover. He's a brilliant psychologist. This is his line of work. This type of groupthink fell into these mass religious suicides, Nazi Germany, how Nazism spread across Africa. Yes, it's a way of thinking. Peter Bragan, who you've had on the show, he's a psychiatrist.
And I want him back on, by the way. He's amazing.
So the positioning of both of these great minds is that Matthias Desmond has taken the part of this, how does this organically happen? How does this happen on the human mind? And what Bragan outlines and what John Leake in my book outlines is this is intentional. So it's intentional use of psychological operations to create this psychophenomenon that's actually happened in people's minds that Desmond has pointed out. Let me show you on my screen how the science relates here. There are papers. Now, this is in the peer-reviewed literature, 2015. First author is Vineet Menacheri. Senior author is Ralph Barakam. I have them highlighted here. You can see here American names. And there's one Chinese name in this whole list of authors, and it is in the next paper I'll show it to you, Dr. Shengling Li.
But so as much as we hate the Chi-Coms, when they say this is an American-made virus.
But look at here are the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. There's an institute in Switzerland and Harvard. The title of the paper, SARS-like Wuhan Institute of Virology 1, poised for human emergence, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
And this was a controversy in 2015. It's not like this is a secret.
This is not a secret. And in the paper, it says right here in the significance, together, the study indicates an ongoing threat poised by the Wuhan Institute of Virology 1 related viruses and the need for continued study and surveillance.
So they're saying the viruses we've made at this lab endanger the world in a high-level paper.
Yes, and
wow!
In 2015, we don't need to depose people in front of the Senate. You just read the papers. This one in Nature and Medicine.
That's why it's so crazy when Fauci says, "I don't know what gain function is."
And this work is funded by the National Institutes of Health. It indicates that the National Institutes of Health has approved this. Again, Vineet Menacheri is working for Ralph Barak. Ralph Barak at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
I interrupted you, so start over. I think this is so huge. This is the smoking gun.
Exactly. And these papers have been out here since 2015 in the best journal.
Start over from the beginning. Go back to 2 minutes ago. It was interrupted.
The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and Ralph Barak is the senior author. His first paper on coronaviruses was in 1997. This is his life work. He's been the quietest person in the last 2 years. His co-author, Vineet Menacheri, in two papers leads the team. The team is University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Harvard, an institute in Switzerland, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and Zhengling Li Shi is the bat lady. Okay. Notice that these are all American authors, one or two Chinese authors. This is an American project. They need the Chinese lab to do it because they have the technology and they have the bats. But this is done here. Look at the title of the paper. A SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronaviruses shows potential for human emergence. What did they do in these papers? They actually made a humanized respiratory epithelium in a rodent, and they kept tweaking the spike protein in order to get it to invade a human respiratory epithelium.
They're weaponizing.
It was weaponized. Now, at the same time, they're working on an answer. They were working on a killed vaccine, and they were working on monoclonal antibodies.
So they can be the savior.
Alex, we have biological operations through the NIH. It's BARDA is the unit, and through the military, it's DARPA. They work on a threat, and they work on an answer. We've had a smallpox, monkeypox program. This after SARS, there's obviously was a SARS program. There's been an anthrax program.
That's the thing. Gates can't shut his mouth. A year before, he starts ordering the monkeypox vaccine. He says it's coming, and then right on time, it rolls out. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's true. Now, look at in this abstract. Look at one of the conclusions. Both monoclonal antibody and vaccine approaches failed to neutralize and protect from infection of the coronaviruses using the novel spike protein. So they,
folks, we'll be back. You got to stay with us. It just gets more powerful.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Operations through the NIH, it's BARDA is the unit, then through the military, it's DARPA. They work on a threat and they work on an answer. We've had a smallpox, monkeypox program. This after SARS, there's obviously was a SARS program. There's been an anthrax program.
That's the thing. Gates can't shut his mouth. A year before, he starts ordering the monkeypox vaccine. He says it's coming, and then right on time, it rolls out. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's true. Now, look at in this abstract. Look at one of the conclusions. Both monoclonal antibody and vaccine approaches failed to neutralize and protect from infection of the coronaviruses using the novel spike protein. So they had already juiced the spike protein that they knew a vaccine, at least a killed vaccine, wasn't going to cover. That ultimately became the Sinopharm CoronaVac vaccine, and at least the first version of monoclonal antibodies didn't take it. It's right here in the abstract. in Nature Medicine in 2015. I can tell you this is prima facie evidence that it's a U.S. government academic program that's gone bad. And boy, have Americans, you know, 10 million Americans were hospitalized with this. A million people have lost their lives in our country from a U.S. operation.
I mean, I lost friends and I almost killed some of my family. I'm pissed. I mean, we are literally victims of a bioweapon attack.
And, you know, there are now three papers, one by Farkas and colleagues published in Military Medicine and two by Yen that have concluded it's a bioweapon. This isn't a controversy. This is concluded in the academic.
And again, we're not like liberals that want to be professional victims, but I lost friends. My family almost died. This stuff scared me. I barely stopped my wife from going to the hospital because she couldn't breathe. And they put on her ventilator and we took the steroids and she got out of it and ivermectin. We've been attacked, folks. We need to take it personal and bring these people to justice or they're going to do it again. But everyone in the world is, particularly in the West, is a victim of I believe premeditated release of a bioweapon attack and then phase two, the poison shot to erase our immune system. And I think we should all literally shut a whole organization of victims of this bio attack, because this is a big deal.
Well, let's get into phase two. Remember, there's been two waves of injury. First was SARS-CoV-1, largely the wild type alpha and delta outbreaks. The Omicron outbreak was a very, very low hospitalization and death rates. In fact, Omicron, which one can get, is indistinguishable from the common cold. But people did lose their lives with these first multiple outbreaks. Now the vaccine program's been cooking along. And I can tell you that the vaccine itself has created a wave of destruction in our country, injuries, disabilities, and deaths. One of the breakthrough observations has come by Sasha Ladipova. Show my screen. And in this report from TrialSite News, which is a valid, late-breaking science website, actually supported by pharma and a lot of other sponsors, the title of the paper is Hot Lots of COVID-19 Vaccines, Evidence of Different Formulations. And these are statistical analyses of Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and also compared against the flu. Interestingly, Alex, when there is a complication from a flu shot, it's randomly distributed across all the manufacturing lots. But with the COVID-19 vaccines, the complications are restricted to certain lots. Now, recently on Steve Kirsch's Substack, Steve has got the European Medicine Agency release from the vaccine manufacturers showing market degradation of messenger RNA in these products. So remember how they had to be super cooled and in the randomized trials they used single-use vials?
And then suddenly they didn't anymore.
Right. So it wasn't super cooled anymore. They were using multi-use vials. The leading thinking, believe it or not, is the majority of people who get the shots and are fine, they're actually getting degraded messenger RNA. They're actually not getting much of a genetic insult.
So think they would have been a lot worse if they hadn't.
Right. So the lots that are causing damage in the Ladipova.
You don't want a fresh shot.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Believe it or not, if you actually get the messenger RNA as designed and the spike protein production as designed, it can be, and in many cases, it's lethal. So it's actually sloppy manufacturing and product handling that's saving Americans. You know, a recent Zogby survey, Zogby is a very good survey operation in the United States. Zogby surveyed a large number of Americans and asked them, what'd you do? Two-thirds of people took the vaccines. Of interest, Alex, 85% say, I took the vaccine and I'm fine. Nothing happened. I took the vaccine, I'm fine.
That's what they got us spoiled.
Probably. 15% said, I've got a problem. I've got a new disease. I've got a new medical problem. I'm going to my doctor. And they fall into cardiovascular, neurological, hematological, immunological, and now, unfortunately, cancer. And that's the current state of affairs. 15% of Americans who have taken these products now, I think, deeply regret it.
Well, Greg Reese did a great report 6 months ago that got millions of views and went viral, where he showed the VAERS reports and some other reports, and I think some of Kirsch's research and others, showing that it looked like red states and areas were having higher death rates. But now with this, it just looks like the blue states are so sloppy and so lazy and so bad about deploying things. that they were giving people old, spoiled ones, but the more conservative states were actually better at deploying it. So that's probably why it's the more conservative areas being hit and having higher death rates. I mean, that's not scientific. I'm just trying to guess that could be why.
Well, if you looked at blue states that are potentially more heavily vaccinated, then there was actually probably a greater free-for-all, if you will, at CVS and Walgreens. They left the vials out. Multiple people come in. So as soon as you leave a vial out, it starts to get warmer. There's multiple needle pokes through the diaphragm of the vial. Then there's introduction of oxygen, oxidative stress, whatever. And if you go to states where there's infrequent vaccination, in theory, you probably didn't take it out of the fridge that much and, you know, maybe used it once and got a good shot.
So I don't know, because the numbers are there. Why were red areas higher death rates from the shot? And I can never figure it out, but it just sounds like just the left is just so incompetent, so sloppy. It's almost like a gift to themselves, because even though they're a higher vaccination rate, well, the numbers have changed, but I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But the point is, it's not randomly distributed. Senator Ron Johnson, myself, Robert.
Yeah, why are certain lots in certain places? That was
exclusive. Dr. Peter McCullough issues emergency COVID-19 warning. It's at man.video. It's at Infowars.com. And we just streamed out about two-thirds of the interview. The rest of the interview, if you want to see it and share it, hopefully, is at man.video. Okay.
I was already planning to air this interview today, but I was going to do it later. But because I got behind with a bunch of big stuff we're doing behind the scenes, I now had a chance to go over all the news that I had sent to the crew and has already been researching that I want to get into. And it is unbelievably clear that they are cutting the energy off around the country on purpose to train you to live in a post-industrial world. And we have all the proof. And the good news is this information gets out. It's over for the globalists and the power companies that they've quietly come in and taken control of. But it's not even the power generation companies that are the bad guys. It's the management companies like ERCOT in Texas and Enron that was in California that got caught running the scams. And this is all Enron 2.0. So that's coming up at the start of the next hour. It is so critical. Austin Airport still without power. Climate change overwhelming California power grid. No, they cut the power grid off. Now they don't have enough power. But don't worry, Swiss face up to 3 years in prison for violating heating rules if they try to change the smart meter in their house. So you can see how they're a few years ahead of us here in the U.S. where they're now taking control of the smart meter. Tucker Carlson gets it and says the elites are making things worse on purpose. Exactly. And as soon as the public gets that, it's game over for the New World Order. But let me make a really exciting announcement. We got a very small shipment of Diet Force. It's got a bunch of natural compounds to speed up your metabolism naturally in a healthy way. It sold out very quickly. We're getting rave reviews for it. We got a big shipment of Diet Force in to InfoWarsStore.com. For those of you that have been wanting it the last month, that's been sold out. It is now 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. And here's the really big announcement. We only got this in one time a year and a half ago. People loved it. Highest quality concentrated greens from wheatgrass, and just so much more. It is the top of the line greens for your body, for your immune system, your whole body. Greens fiber capsules made with organic concentrates is now back in stock, and it is massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And guess what else is back? Brain Force Plus, the good, clean, powerful, long-lasting nootropic, back in stock. It, ladies and gentlemen, is 50% off as well. And then we have Brain Force Ultra that acts really quick. I love it because it dissipates in 3-4 hours, whereas Turbo Force lasts 10 hours and Brain Force Plus lasts 5-6 hours. This lasts about 2.5 hours, 3 hours, the average person. You got to go out to dinner. You're tired. Boom, a squirt of this. Still go to sleep 3 hours later. Great. But it hits in like 15 minutes. This is really a special formula. It is back in stock, Brain Force Ultra, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Diet Force, back in stock, 40% off. Organic greens, fiber caps, back in stock, 50% off. And so much more. Thanks for keeping us on air. We'll be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.